You're the lover type, aren't you?
Why?
When I first heard your name, I wasn't sure, but when you came through the door, I...
What the hell is this?
Mary Elson.
Mary? What do you mean?
Surely you haven't forgotten Mary, lover boy. What you did to her was very special, wasn't it? Worth remembering. Worth talking about. Worth slobbering over.
Who the hell are you?
Her husband.
Let me out of here. Let me...
No, you won't break those straps. They've been waiting just for you. That's why I bought out Dr. Charles' practice. Because I knew that sooner or later you'd come back to him. The painless dentist. Now you're here. Now you're here.
What? The drill? What are you going to do?
Nothing important. Just going to drill a little hole to let out some of Lover Boy.
Oh, no. No, what are you going to do? What? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, please. Please, no. No, no. No, no.
Yes, lover boy.
Why don't you stand up? I can get on my knees.
My hair's sweating.
It was painful at first.
911 emergency,
if
finding
you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green. He's back.
There's a monster under my bed.
There's a monster in my bathtub.
Mine lives on my dresser.
There's a monster in the kitchen.
For a child with asthma, it can seem like monsters are everywhere.
There's a monster in my pillow.
There's one on the rug.
The fact is, their next asthma attack could be triggered by something as innocent as a teddy bear or a dripping faucet, even a bath toy.
I don't like monsters.
Fortunately, there are simple ways you can help prevent their next attack, from putting stuffed animals in the freezer to kill dust mites, to drying bath toys and turning on the bathroom fan to prevent mold. They're easy to do, and they're part of a complete plan that could help you put an end to your child's asthma attacks. Learn more at noattacks.org or call 866-NO-ATTACKS.
Make the monsters go away.
Because their next breath is in your hands. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
No, actually, we're WMFO in Medford. And this is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. We're bringing you the 2021 Spooktacular. And we began that last set with a song going out to former WMFO Operations Director Extraordinaire Ben Yu, a real big David Bowie song. A bad David Bowie fan he is. That was Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. And then a helter-skelter montage with the Beatles, U2, and Motley Crue. Arch Obler followed with a track from his 1962 Drop Dead horror album. Horror comedy. That was A Day at the Dentist's. And then we finished off the music in that set with La Tigra, a live recording of Nicole Simpson calling the L.A. Police Department with O.J. banging at the door. And a song that's about, I believe, Nicole's ghosts coming back and haunting O.J. after he murdered her. Backing me up right now is something not exactly what I figured on here, but this is Clockwork Black by Wendy Carlos from her Tales of Heaven and Hell. And we are going to get to our main feature, which is the 1943 Sorry Wrong Number radio drama starring Agnes Moorehead and sponsored by Roma Wines, who no longer are in business. But I'm bringing you the complete historical aspect of this broadcast, of this original broadcast. And we're layering it on top of the epic 1975 album by Tangerine Dream, Rubicon, parts one and part two. And, let's start this whole drama for you right now. And thanks to Arthur of the Grand Hour for suggesting it and his other contributions.
Roma Wines presents
Suspense.
Roma Wines, made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
Salud!
Your health, senor.
Roma Wines toast the world. The wine for your table is Roma Wine, made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
This is the Man in Black, here to introduce this weekly half hour of Suspense. Tonight from Hollywood, we bring you, in response to requests from many thousands of listeners, Miss Agnes Moorehead, in one of the most famous suspense plays this series has ever presented, Sorry, Wrong Number. But before we raise the curtain on suspense, here is a message from your host, the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California.
Sometimes it seems we must go far afield to discover riches that were right at hand all the time. As you discover in listening to a conversation which might be taking place at the Smart Coral Beach and Tennis Club in Bermuda. An American about to depart for the States thanks his Bermudian friend for the gracious hospitality shown him, in particular, for the especially enjoyable wine his friend served. He remarks how much he'd like to be able to get some of that same wine at home. The Bermudian chuckles as he says, "But my friend, that wine you enjoyed so much, it comes from the great wine districts of your own California. It is Roma wine." Yes, friends, many Americans are still not aware that Roma wines are so highly rated in many foreign lands that at every opportunity they are imported to be enjoyed as rare luxuries. But here in America, we can enjoy these superb Roma wines as a daily pleasure, well within reach of the most modest purse, with no high import duty, no expensive shipping costs included. That's why Roma wines cost you so little. Have you been overlooking the enjoyment these richly satisfying Roma wines offer as a delectable beverage at any time, as the addition that can make any meal an occasion, as a sure-to-be-appreciated offering to your guests when you entertain? You get some idea of the great worth of these fine Roma wines when you learn Roma wines are America's largest selling wines. Why put off your enjoyment of Roma wines another day? I'll spell out the name for you. R-O-M-A. Roma Wines. Made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
And now with Lucille Fletcher's Study in Terror called Sorry Wrong Number, and with the performance of Agnes Moorehead, we again hope to keep you in suspense.
Operator, I've been dialing Murray Hill 40098 now for the last three quarters of an hour, and the line is always busy. I don't see how it could be busy that long. Will you try it for me, please?
I will be glad to try that number for you. One moment, please.
I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm all alone here in the house. My health is very poor, and I've been feeling so nervous all day.
Ringing Murray Hill 40098.
Tonight.
Okay.
Where are you now?
In a phone booth. No
worry. Everything's okay.
Very well. You know the address?
Yes, I know, I know. Let's see now. At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around to the bar on 2nd Avenue for a beer.
That's right. 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And be sure that all the lights downstairs are out. There should be only one light visible from the street.
Okay, okay.
What's that? Oh, just a minute, George. Oh, our client tells me that at 11:15, a train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise in case the window is open and she should scream.
Hello, what number is this, please?
Okay, I understand. That's 11:15, the train.
Yeah. Do you remember everything else, George?
Yeah. I'll make it quick, as little blood as possible, because our client does not wish to make her suffer.
That's right.
You will use a knife. Yes, a knife will be okay. Then afterwards, I remove the rings and the bracelets. Then the jewelry, the bureau drawer. Because our client wishes it to look like a simple robbery. Don't worry, everything's okay. I know.
Why, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 40098, but it wasn't. Some wires must have got crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing, something about a murder. And, operator, you'll simply have to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon. May I help you?
Oh, I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor, innocent woman who was all alone in a house near a bridge. And we've got to stop them. We've just got to.
What number are you calling?
Well, that doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it for me, and we've got to find out what it was immediately.
What number did you call?
Oh, why are you so stupid? What time is it? You mean to tell me you can't find out what that number was just now?
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
Oh, I think it's perfectly shameful. Now look. Look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 40098 for me. You dialed it, but your finger must have slipped, and I was connected with some other number, and I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply fail to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again, on purpose. Why you couldn't try to dial Murray Hill 40098 in the same sort of careless way.
Murray Hill 40098, I will try to get it for you.
Thank you.
am sorry. What number are you calling?
Well, can't you for once forget what number I'm calling and do something for me? Now, I want to trace that call. It's my civic duty and it's your civic duty to trace that call and apprehend those dangerous killers. And if you won't...
I will connect you with the chief operator.
Well, please. A terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman tonight at 11:15.
I see. So
can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men?
Well, I'm not certain. It depends.
Depends on what?
It depends on whether the call is still going on. If it's a live call, we can trace it on the equipment. If it's been disconnected, we can.
Disconnected?
If the parties have stopped talking to each other.
Oh, but of course they must have stopped talking to each other by now. That was at least 5 minutes ago, and they didn't sound like the type who would make a long call.
Well, I can try tracing it. May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
Your telephone number, please.
Plaza 32098. But if you go on wasting all this time...
Why do you want this call traced, please?
Why? Oh, no reason. I merely felt very strongly that something ought to be done about it. These men sounded like killers. They're dangerous. They're going to murder this woman at 11:15 tonight, and I thought the police ought to know.
Have you reported this to the police?
Well, no, not yet.
You want this call checked purely as a private individual?
Yes, but meanwhile...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stevenson, but I'm afraid we couldn't make this check for you and trace the call just on your say-so as a private individual. We have to have something more official.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You mean to tell me I can't report that there's going to be a murder without getting tied up in all this red tape? Why, it's perfectly idiotic. But all right, I'll call the police.
Thank you. I'm sure that would be the best way to...
Thank you.
the police department. Get me the police department, please.
Thank you. Ringing the police department.
Oh, can't you ring them direct?
Police station, precinct 43, Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police department, this is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder.
Huh?
I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I just overheard plans for it over the telephone, over a wrong number that the operator gave me. I've been trying to trace down the call myself, but everybody is so stupid, and I guess in the end you're the only people who could do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And there was a private patrolman on the street. He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully, and I'm not well.
Yeah. Yes, I see. When was all this, ma'am?
About 8 minutes ago. Oh, then you can do something you do understand.
What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
And your address?
5353 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge, the Queensboro Bridge, you know. And we have a private patrolman on our street. And the 2nd Avenue is the next...
And what was that number you were calling?
Murray Hill 40098. But that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean Murray Hill, 40098 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home.
Yeah.
I'm an invalid, you know, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone, even though he says safe as long as I have the telephone right beside my bed.
Well, we'll look into it, Miss Stevenson, and see if we can check it with the telephone company.
But the telephone company said they couldn't check the call if the parties had stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, you have?
Yes, and personally, I feel you ought to do something far more immediate and drastic than just check the call. What good does checking the call do if they stop talking? By the time you track it down, they'll already have committed the murder.
We'll take care of it, don't you worry.
I'd say the whole thing calls for a search, a complete and thorough search of the whole city. I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to this neighborhood at once.
Well, what makes you think the murder's going to be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. Only the coincidence is so horrible. 2nd Avenue, the patrolman, the bridge.
Yeah, well, 2nd Avenue, you know, is a very long street, ma'am. You know how many bridges there are in the city of New York alone. Not to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, and Queens and the Bronx.
I know all that.
How do you know there isn't some little house on Staten Island, on some little 2nd Avenue you never heard about? How do you know they were even talking about New York at all?
But I heard the call in the New York dialing system.
Well, maybe it was a long-distance call you overheard.
No.
You know, telephones are funny things. Now, look, lady, why don't you look at it this way? Supposing you hadn't broken in on that telephone call. Supposing you got your husband the way you always do. You wouldn't be so upset, would you?
Well, I suppose not. Only it sounded so inhuman, so cold-blooded.
Well, a lot of murders are plotted in this city every day, ma'am. We manage to prevent almost all of them. But a clue this kind is so vague, there's much more use to us than no clue at all.
But surely you can...
Unless, of course, you have some reason for thinking this call was phony and that someone may be planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, yeah. No. No, I hardly think so. I mean, why should anybody?
Well,
I'm alone all day and night. I see nobody except my maid Eloise. She's a big 200-pounder.
Yeah.
She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. And the only other person is my husband, Albert. He's crazy about me. He adores me. He waits on me hand and foot and has scarcely left my side since I took sick 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, then there's nothing for you to worry about. And now if you'll just leave the rest of this to us, we'll take care of it.
But what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 now.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Well, will you broadcast it all over the city and send out squads and warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine?
Yeah, lady, I said we'd take care of it. Now, I've got a couple of other matters here on my desk that require immediate attention. So, good night, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, you idiot. Oh, why did I hang up the phone like that? Now he'll think I am a fool. Oh, why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he? heaven's sake, will you ring that Murray Hill 40098 number again? I can't think what's keeping him so long.
I will try it for you. Murray Hill 40098 is busy.
I can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy.
Oh, if I could only get out of this bed for a little while. If I could get a breath of fresh air or just lean out of the window and see the street. Hello, Albert? Hello? 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 Oh, what's the matter with his phone? Hello? Who is this? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Your call, please.
Hello, operator. I don't know what's the matter with this telephone tonight, but it's positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient, miserable service. Now, look. Look, I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed. But if this keeps on much longer...
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, everything's wrong. I haven't had one bit of satisfaction out of one call I've made this evening. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care. And now, my phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. Every 5 seconds or so, and when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I am sorry. If you will hang up, I will test it for you.
I don't want you to test it for me. I want you to put that call through, whatever it is, at once.
I'm afraid I cannot do that.
You can't. And why? Why, may I ask?
The dial system is automatic. If someone is trying to dial your number, there is no way to check whether the call is coming through the system or not unless the person who is trying to reach you complains to his particular operator.
Well, of all the stupid... And meanwhile, I've got to sit here in my bed suffering every time that phone rings. Imagining everything.
I will try to check the trouble
check
for
it,
you, ma'am.
Check it. That's all anybody can do. Oh, what's the use of talking to you? You're so stupid. Fix her. How dare she speak to me like that? How dare she speak to me like that? I don't even know the number.
The number is in the directory, or you may secure it by dialing...
Listen
in
here, you! Oh, what's the use? Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm going out of my mind, out of my mind. Hello, hello, stop ringing, do you hear? Answer me, who is this? You realize you're driving me crazy? Who's calling me? What are you doing it for? Now stop it, I say. Hello, hello, if you don't stop ringing, I'm going to call the police, do you hear? The police! I won't answer. Even if it goes on ringing all night, I won't answer.
Private and exclusive hospital where I had my appendix out 2 years ago. Henschley, H-E-N-C-H-L.
Please
hurry. And please, what is the time?
You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 7-1-2-1-2.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I've no time to be dialing.
The number of Henschley Hospital is Butterfield 8-9-9-7-0.
Thank you.
nurse's registry.
Who was it you wished to speak to,
please? I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night.
I see. And what is the nature of the case, madam?
Nerves. I'm very nervous. I need soothing and companionship. You see, my husband is away, and I'm...
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular, madam?
No, but I really don't see why all this catechizing is necessary. I want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago, and after all, I do expect to pay this person for attending me.
We quite understand that, madam. But these are war times, you know. Registered nurses are very scarce just now, and our superintendent has asked us to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels it is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman. I'm very upset, very. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid, and tonight I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully. A woman's going to be killed when a train... In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. Well, I'll speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in.
Miss Phillips, and when do you expect her in?
I really couldn't say. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? But it's not 11 yet. Oh, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it?
Just 15 minutes past 11.
What was that?
What was what, madam?
That click just now in my own telephone. As though someone has lifted the receiver off the hook, off the extension telephone downstairs.
I didn't hear it, madam. Now, about...
But I did! There's someone in this house. Someone downstairs in the kitchen. And they're listening to me now. They're... There's someone listening. Can you hear me now?
I am sorry.
But you've got to hear me. Please, please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with... There it is. There it is. He's put it down. He's put down the extension phone. He's coming upstairs. He's coming up the stairs. Give me the police department. The police department.
One moment, please. I will connect you.
Okay. Oh, no, Camille. Oh, please, I didn't do anything. Oh, no, Camille. Please, please, please.
Police department? Well, I'm sorry. Must have got the wrong number. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
And so closes Sorry, Wrong Number, starring Agnes Moorehead. Tonight's tale of suspense. Before we tell you about next week's stars and story, Roma Wine, sponsor of these weekly suspense dramas, asks you to consider this.
When entertaining guests at your home, are you able to go into your Roma Wine cellar and say, which would you prefer, this delightful sherry or this sweeter, heavier port? Whichever of these or any others of the many equally fine Roma California wines you offered your guest, they would find you had poured a world of satisfaction into their glasses. If you are not one of the millions already enjoying these good Roma wines, don't put off this great treat another day. You'll be surprised at the tiny cost your Roma wine dealer will ask for such great enjoyment. Only pennies a glass by actual check. Now you can boast of your own private wine cellar, your private Roma wine cellar. And then, inspired by the great qualities of Roma wines, you will add your voice to the swelling international chorus that says, Roma wines are truly magnificent. Let me repeat the name. R-O-M-A, Roma wines. Made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
This is Agnes Moorhead. I'm always flattered and delighted when I'm asked to appear on Suspense, because I have such very great admiration for this program. I know you'll want to be listening next week, as I will, when Michelle Morgan and Philip Dorn will be your stars with George Caloris. One more word. The attack for victory is on. You help make the victory surer and bring it sooner when you buy more war bonds.
Suspense is produced and directed by William Spear. Don't forget then next Monday, same time, for Michelle Morgan, Philip Dorn, with George Caloris in Suspense.
Presented by Roma Wines, made in California for enjoyment throughout the world. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
upset. This is war and all is fair. We've all heard stories that will weave from Satan's lair. Pass the marijuana tax act. This is war and all is fair. This is war.
You've been tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's been a sound collage. And in this year's spooktacular, we've been playing you some scary vintage dramas. Thanks going out especially to Arthur, host of The Grand Hour, Wednesday mornings from 5 to 6 a.m. And he specializes and playing dramas from the golden age of radio. And our big feature for this episode was taking the 1953 drama, Sorry, Wrong Number, starring Agnes Moorehead, and playing that on top of Tangerine Dream's epic 1975 album, Rubicon, both sides of that vinyl album spliced together, and then the drama layered on top, going back and forth in the pan. And I used a couple of software tools on that, but most particularly, my most resource-intensive program, Apple Logic Pro X. So, after that, we heard Eric Mingus and the House Band with Monster Marijuana from New Prohibition, A Musical History. And backing me up right now is our featured Ambient album, the last selection we're hearing, by Wendy Carlos. This is Afterlife from that album, Tales of Heaven and Hell. That Tangerine Dream album, Rubicon, some people, some of their fans believe it's their best album, but I think that period with the core lineup of Christopher Frank, Edgar Froese, and Peter Bauman, Tangerine Dream existed for decades, but that was the core lineup, and just a spectacular album. So we're going to let this this song, Afterlife, take you through the next 2 minutes or so. And we're expecting, well, barring any unforeseen technical problems, which I'm here to help fix should they happen, but Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod is going to be coming up with some of the best music of the 1980s for you. And we're looking forward to that. So I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. Not quite sure whether that's going to be a plastic sushi or a Tears of the Gods, but Remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air.
Not all of them.
We still accept phone calls, but the phone line
some
is
of us
in voicemail
are still live
mode.
Playing
call
855-915-9636
and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.